only set back. You got to stay overnight and enjoy this one.
Yeah, that's about the only thing to stay out here. Can't get back to your family. But you know what? With a W, to win the East, we winning this week knowing we have a real good chance of, you know, doing something special. All week we talked about coming out and playing and just winning, you know. And we knew Buffalo had a pretty good team. I mean, it's not the Buffalo of old. They got new faces. They from the staff to the players. Great players, skill position everywhere, offensive line. So we knew it was going to be tough coming in here, and, you know, especially with the distractions with, you know, Christmas and everything. So I'm glad we fought. I mean, this New England Patriot football team showed a lot of guts today, and, you know, came out and from the weather and some guys up under the weather, went out and played and gave it their all, and, you know, we got a W, and that's our biggest present, you know, being able to come into the locker room and see that hat and T-shirt. That's just one of your goals, and you know what, that's something to be proud of. So, especially with our division, real competitive, you know, division, and for us to win it, I know a lot of people counting us out. So, all year we knew what we had in this locker room. We knew how special this team can be. We just had to start, you know, focusing and hitting on all cylinders. And I think last month, I think we started hitting on all cylinders. I mean, this football team is getting better. We're not where we want to be by any means, but we definitely moving forward. And we got to continue to get better, play better football down the road.
Is that takeaways are becoming the trademark of this team? Given at the beginning of the season that people thought defense might be the weakness of this team, is that particularly satisfying for you guys now?
Like I said, all year we knew what we had. With the bunch that we have on defense, a lot of times some guys don't get credit. You're so used to hearing, you know, the bigger names like myself and, you know, Gerard. But it's everybody who step on that field defensively. They come in and they play their role. The day you seen, you know, Paige, Chong making plays, you see Dane Fletcher, Eric Moore. I mean, the list goes on. So I think sometimes those guys, you kind of miss them because of, you know, like I say, the other names and, you know, the New England Patriots and what Tom is to this organization and Branch, and, like I say, Mel, myself. But a bunch of guys that go out and play ball and, you know, always give us the best chance to win, and we saw it today.
How could you say you knew what some of the guys just named? You know, Paige joined the team, Eric Moore just came in a couple weeks ago. It's a lot of guys you've added to the bus since left the station.
Yeah, I don't think this organization make too many mistakes when it comes down to personnel and finding guys to fit this mold. And like you said, those couple of names that I said, and, you know, whoever saw Dane Fletcher was a diamond in the rough, you know, and he was a D lineman, and now he's making plays towards being a linebacker.
To do all that, and be the number one seed, you know, to add guys like that, and to, as Mark said, you know, be underappreciated, at least, to put it diplomatically. How great of an accomplishment is it to actually have home field advantage in the playoffs when so many other teams are said to be better?
You know what? That means a lot to us. Being able to come out and, you know, just silence the critics. You know, a lot of people doubted us. Some people might still do. But at the same time, all year we knew what we had in this locker room. And the guys did a real good job all year just staying focused, not even paying attention to the stuff that, you know, was in the papers or media, whatever it may be. I think guys did a real good job of just staying focused. And we have a sign walking out our, you know, out of stadium saying, don't believe the hype. And I think that speaks for itself, you know, from being the greatest team and then being one of the worst teams. You know, we heard it all. But I think guys really buckled down and just trusted one another that, you know, we could be a real good football team if we just stay focused and just outwork our opponents. And half the time that just comes with practice. You know, if you prepare well in practice, knowing we play well. And the times we didn't, it cost us. So we got a lot of work to do, but at the same time, this team, we got to keep getting better. And it's no doubt in my mind that we won't keep getting better. So that's where we're at right now.
Thank you, guys.